So it is well known, although the scholars might have a different opinion, but in general way, the scholars believe that the Gospel of Mark was written first, and then followed by Luke and the Matthew, and there is a possible another gospel which we lost. The scholars call the Q, source Q. So Mark wrote first, followed by Matthew and Luke. Matthew is for the Jewish people. And the Luke, the main audience of the Gospel of Luke was the pagans, Gentiles. Why am I saying that? Therefore, it is very interesting to compare the Luke with Matthew. Matthew and Luke, here is the same account here, that Jesus actually commissioned his 12. Then why am I saying that? There's a little subtle change or nuance there. If you happen to read Gospel of Matthew, focus is exactly what we heard from the Alleluia, the gospel, you know, proclamation. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent. It's focusing on sins. But today, if you listen to the Gospel of Luke today, if you read this one, something's a little bit different. Same account, but the nuance is this. Proclaim all the goodness of the Lord. Repent, believe in the gospel. You know, focus on what you have done wrong and then offer it up to the Lord. You know, remember the Jewish customs. Here, the Gospel of Luke is all about proclaim the goodness of the Lord. Goodness of the Lord. You see the nuance right there. Luke is very positive. Again, who's the audience of Gospel of Luke? The audience is Gentiles, or pagans. Jewish people, they encounter the Christ, Jesus. These pagans or Gentiles, they have no clue who Jesus was. So, Luke is talking about this goodness. Huh? Goodness. And so therefore, then, okay, you are proclaiming the good news, but what's your qualification? That's the question here. I mean, okay, you're talking about the name, the Jewish person named Jesus, and then you are proclaiming that he is the Christ, incarnate Word, Son of God and Son of Man. Now, what's your qualification? That's where it came. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority. Power. Power is ability to achieve something. Ability. And authority is a right. So they have the 12 and gave them power, ability, authority, the right, over all demons and to cure the diseases, and he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God. Wow! Best qualification ever. God gave them God's power, God's ability, and God's authority over all demons and the cure the illness and proclaim this kingdom of God. That is good news. Can you see the dynamics here? When the Luke is talking to the Gentiles and pagans, there's a full of hope. There's a full of the positive, the nuance. Something good is here. So therefore, take it. That's what today's gospel is all about. And again, here's the beautiful word that we often missed. He
sent them to proclaim. Sent, to be sent. To be sent, I might be wrong about the pronunciation, apoles, apoles, the Greek word, to be sent. We called one what? Apostles, means what? To be sent. Jesus sent them. The apostles, not the disciples. Disciples are the ones who follow the teacher. Okay, passive. Apostles are the ones who became positive, who took the initiative, who received this thing, and then his or her initiative bring that. I hope that you get the nuance here. Why am I saying all these things? My brothers and sisters, do you know that you are the apostles? What does it mean by that? Do you know that when we receive the confirmation, we are sent by God, by the power of the Holy Spirit? We received the power, ability. We receive the authority, right, to proclaim the goodness, the kingdom of God. You and I became herald of this amazing goodness. What goodness? God loved the world so much, He sent only begotten Son. And those who believe in Jesus, we are not going to be perished. Rather, we will be in complete union with God, meaning eternal life. And we are sent to proclaim that goodness. We have power and authority to do so, just like Jesus did to the 12 apostles. Again, then, importance of confirmation. Those people who haven't received the confirmation, we have another confirmation class available for you. Please encourage them. Then the second question then is, are we living this call of apostles? Do we proclaim the goodness? Do we believe that we have a power and authority by Jesus Christ through the sacraments? That's a different question, isn't it? Through the power and authority given by God to the sacrament of a holy order. Now, I'm exercising God's power and authority to change this bread and wine into the precious body and blood of our Lord by power and authority given by God. And you will be fed by these, and you will be enkindled again. And I hope that even tonight and tomorrow, you will exercise the power and authority given by God to you to proclaim the goodness. Oh, I can go on and on and on. I will stop now. It's just a small portion of the gospel. You have power and authority given by God. Are we using it? If we are not using it, then why not?